The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, "The New Voices Foundation is Championing These Four Game-Changing Beauty Brand Founders." We spoke with four beauty brand founders who are part of the New Voices family about their favorite products, entrepreneurial advice, and more. With beauty brands closing more frequently amid the changing economic climate, plus ongoing attacks on DEI and challenges to support for underserved founders, providing access and opportunity for Black businesses and business owners is more critical than ever. The New Voices Foundation, a sister company of Essence Ventures, remains committed to decreasing the resource gaps for entrepreneurs of color. They do so via mentorship programs, investing more than $2.92 million in companies owned by women of color and more. To learn more about the brand founders this important organization supports, we interviewed four who are paving the way for the next generation of beauty bosses. LaToya Stirrup, Cosmel J, what was the first product you launched? Which are you most excited about now? When my sisters and I launched Cosmel J in 2019, we released all three of our Curls Plus Detangling Hair Tools in our signature Cobalt Blue. We maintained this assortment for the first couple of years to establish brand recognition. This year, we are most excited about the products we are developing, and we are bringing our community along for the ride. What advice do you have for aspiring entrepreneurs as they launch and grow their businesses? My advice would be to create a support system. There is no reason to go on this journey alone, making decisions in a vacuum with limited experience and/or expertise can be costly in more ways than one. Therefore, identify your fellow founder friends, family members, organizations, community spaces, mentors, funding institutions, etc., and tell them what you are doing. Bring them in on your journey. Let them help you. The sooner you understand how to leverage your network to grow your business, the better. What should founders have in place to ensure that entrepreneurship doesn't negatively impact their mental and emotional health? A coach or therapist who has experience working with entrepreneurs or business executives is a must-have. They can help you see certain behaviors or thought patterns that need to be changed for you to achieve your goals. Thanks to the New Voices Foundation and Black Ambition, I had the privilege of working with business coaches as part of their grant programs. Those sessions were transformational as they helped me reframe my thinking and create more support systems that empower me as a founder. Alicia Scott, Range Beauty, what was the first product you launched? Which are you most excited about now? Range Beauty is makeup for skin that acts up. We provide plant powdered makeup essentials for those with melanin rich and reactive skin. The first product I launched is our True Intentions Hydrating Foundation in 21 Flexible Shades. This hero product addresses the problem that people with acne, eczema, and sensitive skin often have to choose between wearing makeup they love and keeping their skin calm. I focused on botanical ingredients that are clinically proven and dermatologist approved to help soothe and calm reactive skin concerns with wear. I am most excited about our new retail partnership with Sephora. We are joining just 6 other Black-owned makeup brands at the retailer and truly filling an unmet gap in the market, providing a solution to a much larger audience. What's something that you wish you had known before starting your entrepreneurship journey? I wish I had known more about the pros and cons of being a solopreneur versus being a co-founder. When I started Range Beauty, it was more of a side hustle than a business. Once traction and sales picked up, I needed to change that mindset. And with that came taking on many more roles. With limited funds, I couldn't afford new hires, and it made me wonder if things would have been easier having a co-founder so I could focus on my strengths and them on theirs. I had no idea how to go about finding a co-founder, what that process entailed, or if it would work. And I ultimately decided against one. I always wish I had known how underfunded Black women owned businesses are, and the expectation to grow rapidly without much capital infusion. Through this journey, the fact remains that we are the most founded but the least funded. Being scrappy and making something out of nothing isn't typically rewarded in the VC world. What advice do you have for aspiring entrepreneurs as they launch and grow their businesses? Don't be afraid to negotiate. That applies to manufacturers, vendors, sponsors, retailers, investors, all of it. As an early stage business, it's easy to fall into accepting whatever is given to you. Always negotiate. And remember, it's a partnership that you need to benefit from as well, not just the other party. In addition to this, hire a fractional CFO or accountant as soon as you can pay for one. Not only will this save you from tax trouble down the line, but they can also help lay out finances and advise where you can cut costs, where you can spend more. They can prevent you from overspending based on projections. I hear so many times, and I am guilty of it myself, of founders who overbuy on inventory based on a sales peak they had just to be left with stale inventory that can't move. Don't tie your money up if the demand is not there. Get yourself on track to take a salary within a year of launch. The mental toll running a business takes on us is amplified when you're trying to do it while working another full-time job, or you're anxious about how to pay your team or yourself. Have a savings net before you leave your full-time job. Lastly, don't be so afraid of an opportunity missing you that you jump in too soon. This mostly applies to accepting investments or entering retail way before you are ready. I have watched many brands launch into retail and then have to pull out because of low demand and high expenses or partnering with the wrong investors. I am taking the slow and steady growth route and have found it to work the best for me. Dawn Myers, Ritualist. What was the first beauty product you launched? Which are you most excited about now? Before I launched Ritualist, my first tech-enabled product was an electronic detangler engineered specifically for textured hair. Ritualist took it a few steps further with a supercharged version of that first product called the Mint, an all-in-one treatment and styling device that gently warms and conditions your favorite curl products for ultra-fast, ultra-healthy detangling and styling. This product is a game-changer for tightly coiled naturals, significantly reducing wash day times. The reception has been amazing. Our first batch sold out within a month of release. More than anything, it's been a blessing to hear from so many Black women whose lives have been changed. Black women have had it hard enough, particularly given the current zeitgeist. My greatest joy is hearing from customers who feel like we have been able to improve their quality of life. What advice do you have for aspiring entrepreneurs as they launch and grow their businesses? The more and most valuable skill to master early is discerning who to listen to and whose advice and opinions to gently lay to the side. Investors, ecosystems, leaders, other founders, your Tinder date, and your mom's cousin's friend will all bombard you with their perspective. It's important to be coachable, but not everyone is the right coach for your vertical, your level, and your values. Don't be afraid to respectfully interrogate these advisors about their experience to better ascertain whose advice aligns. Keep in mind that prestige does not amount to the right expertise. Someone just a few steps ahead of you may have on-point experience for exactly where you are and what you need. What's something that you wish you had known before starting your entrepreneurship journey? The entrepreneurship landscape has predatory players, and I was far too trusting when I started down this path. This does not mean that we shouldn't lead with love. I repeat, lead with love, but carry a big stick in the form of astute sagacity, because business is about people. Build relationships with your partners and only invest where there is a track record of right action and aligned values. Unfortunately, many of the worst shenanigans get swept under rugs because founders fear blowout that could affect their ability to operate. But here's the thing. We are the assets. Retailers need brands. Investors need deal flow. And corporations need new ways to grow. When an investor bails on a commitment, bring them to the table. When a manufacturer inflates pricing, demand, and accounting, be vocal. When you speak up, you save yourself and the unsuspecting Black woman founder behind you from big problems. Remember that there is value in what you have built, and that value deserves your protection. Ishfahan Chambers Harris, Elodia Hair Care. What was the first product you launched? Which are you most excited about now? Our length retention Nourish Hair and Scalp Oils, our best seller, and this makes me proud because it's the very first product that I created. I am super excited about our expansion into Target and our launches in Walmart and CVS. We are so very passionate about using our medical and scientific expertise to create products that are clinically proven to solve problems such as hair breakage, scalp health, and hair loss. What's something you wish you had known before starting your entrepreneurial journey? I wish I would have loved to understand how to price my products appropriately from the beginning to maximize margin and profitability. I have learned this over time, but it's a lot easier when this pricing is known from the start. What advice do you have for aspiring entrepreneurs as they launch and grow their businesses? Be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Always be willing to step outside of your comfort zone to grow your business. Create networks and share with your fellow founders. Don't feel like because you have no business background, you cannot start a business. Do not try to force a perceived opportunity to work if it doesn't feel right. Pass on the opportunity. Many of the mistakes I've made came from me going against my intuition. Don't burn any bridges. Even if partnerships don't work, always be respectful and professional. The next article is from blackenterprise.com titled The Good Life, Caribbean Islands to Consider for Retirement. Islands has just released a list of the best Caribbean islands people could consider when it's time for them to retire. With many islands to choose from, the media outlet suggested several things to think about when it's time to decide on where you could land to enjoy the rest of your life. Outside of the necessities one should have in mind, such as retirement income, expenses, taxes that need to be paid, and the cost of living where you plan to live, there are other things that should be on the checklist. The location, of course, should take priority, but questions may loom. Will it be a permanent or seasonal location you are scouting? Would it be based on a rental or a purchase of property? What are the legal ramifications for that island when it comes to potential ownership of property? Other factors to consider when contemplating the move: how is the climate there? Does the weather suit your way of living? What's the culture there? Do the amenities fit your ideal situation? How is the island built in terms of handling potential natural disasters and extreme weather conditions? How is the public transportation situation for getting around to places? Is finding local shopping a hassle? Are the tourist spots easily accessible if you want to explore? Does the place offer enjoyable activities? Are there real estate opportunities available? What's the crime rate in the area? How does nature look regarding marine life and the animals that occupy the land? There are many viable questions to ask when trying to find the ideal spot for you to spend your retirement years. After consulting with numerous experts, including experienced expats, retirement planning sites, and financial advisors who consider factors such as overall budgets, access to health care and potential tax exemptions, as well as the political climate, social activities, and affordabilities, these Caribbean islands were selected as the best choices. Antigua and Barbuda, South Caicos, Bonaire, the Bahamas, Cayman Islands, St. Martin, British Virgin Islands, St. Lucia, and Gila. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com and is titled, Seven Malcolm X Quotes on Black Empowerment. El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, largely known as Malcolm X, was born Malcolm Little on May 19, 1925. The Honorable Malcolm X was an activist who fought fiercely for Black dignity, equality, and justice throughout the civil rights movement until his untimely murder, February 21, 1965. It did not matter if he was in a mosque, abroad, on stage, or giving an interview. Malcolm X was crystal clear in his messaging. Black folks deserve their freedom, a right to choose their path, and real economic power. X was a great orator, and his raw, honest words about Black empowerment still hit home today. Celebrating his 100th birthday, Black Enterprise is sharing seven of Malcolm's most impactful quotes that inspire Black communities across the diaspora. 1. Who taught you to hate your own kind? Malcolm X fired this question during a 1962 speech in Los Angeles after William Stokes was killed by LAPD. He was calling out how Black people are programmed to hate themselves through racism. Malcolm wasn't playing. He challenged Black folks to question who convinced them that they were less than. It's all about throwing off those mental chains and embracing Blackness and self-love as resistance. 2, education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. Malcolm X stated this powerful quote during a speech at the founding rally of the OAAU, June 28, 1964. Why is it impactful? Malcolm ties education directly to empowerment and freedom. This quote reminds Black people that knowledge is a tool of liberation, not just a credential. It inspires an investment into education for Black youth. 3, you can't separate peace from freedom because no one can be at peace unless he has freedom. During a speech in 1965 in New York City, Malcolm X delivered this powerful statement which continues to hit. The quote reveals how people advocate for peace without addressing real oppression. It calls out the hypocrisy of expecting oppressed people to remain silent while their rights continue to be suppressed. According to Malcolm, true peace requires more than silence. True peace emerges from the presence of justice and freedom. The message continues to affect us deeply in the present day. 4, the most disrespected person in America is the Black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the Black woman. The most neglected person in America is the Black woman. While eulogizing William Stokes at his funeral, Malcolm X acknowledged what Black women were dealing with. He was ahead of the curve at placing black women at the heart of liberation struggles. The quote would go on to become a rally cry for respect and justice that still hits hard in today's climate of disparity and discrimination against black women. Number 5, I am for truth, no matter who tells it. I am for justice, no matter who it is for or against. This powerful quote is from Malcolm X's autobiography that was co-written with Alex Haley and published after his death in 1965. It's not just talk. It shows how Malcolm put principles above being liked. After splitting from the Nation of Islam, he developed a wider, more inclusive worldview based on justice for all. What makes it so inspiring is how it pushes black folks to embrace truth, even when that truth is uncomfortable. Number 6, it is time for the black Americans to band together and do whatever is necessary to see that we can get the type of protection we need. Malcolm X revealed this profound truth. What makes this statement so powerful is that it reveals that black liberation requires both organized resistance and strategic planning. People must fight for it while maintaining strength and demonstrating determination. His words served as a battle cry for movements that refuse to compromise or surrender. Malcolm understood that there are situations where you must demonstrate your power instead of simply making polite requests. Number 7, by any means necessary. Malcolm X dropped this bomb during his 1964 speech at the Organization of Afro-American Unity, probably his most famous line ever. Why's it hit so hard? It's basically saying, do whatever it takes to get free. No waiting around for permission. It told black folks they had every right to chase freedom through any channel, political moves, cultural resistance, self-defense, whatever works. Not about sitting back and taking it. It's about grabbing your own destiny. Raw power in just 4 words. The next article is titled, Doing Your Homework. If you are planning to take the plunge and travel abroad for plastic surgery, Stephen Williams, MD, offers up tips on how to protect yourself. Verify a surgeon's credentials, research facility accreditations, seek patients' testimonials, and plan for comprehensive care. The next article is Tyra's Back. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.